The first steps. Every company policy, the policy on civility included, are only as good as the effort towards its consistent implementation. After all, you can come up with a civility policy that looks good on paper, but if your core group is not even motivated to spread the word around, then all your hard work remains on a manual. You need to strategically plan how you can go about making sure that civility policies translate to a culture of civil behavior. So what to do first? Consider the following. Launch an awareness campaign. The first step in any campaign is to increase the awareness of persons concerned regarding the existence of a program. After all, you can't develop a positive attitude towards what you do not know, much less put it into action. You have to spread the word around. There are many possible ways you can raise awareness about civility within your company. You can schedule a presentation of the new company policy, set a date for the launch of the policy and make sure everyone is in attendance. You can put up posters, distribute flyers, and create a website or an e-learning course. You can spread the information via word of mouth. For instance, task your core group to make sure that at least one new person every day from their social circle gets to know about the policy. Or you can designate a spokesperson or champion for civility. It would also be helpful if, as soon as possible, civility policy gets included in the training and continuous education program of new and old employees alike. Change people's attitude about civility. Many experts in personal and organizational development believe that the next critical prerequisite for change after knowledge is a change of attitude. People may already know what civility is and what it can do, but unless they have a positive attitude towards its practice, the knowledge will remain mere knowledge. Companies are recommended to campaign towards a positive attitude towards civility. This campaign can include highlighting the WIIFM, What's in it for me, factor of civility, and even create rewards to those who actively practice civility. Companies must also surface what are the common cause of resistance towards civil behavior and find ways to meet these causes head on. Set systems in place. Civility is not just a function of people voluntarily practicing civility. It can also be from having the right systems in place. It's therefore important to look at the company's way of doing things and see if there is anything in its practices that provide breeding ground for incivility. Improving systems is actually an effective way of significantly lessening violations of any regulation in the workplace. For instance, given that anonymity is one of the main causes of incivility, management must eliminate a procedure that encourages acting without any sort of accountability. A grievance desk must also be set up for employee complaints to make sure that there is a venue to report violations and that the reporting process is a non-threatening experience.